Welcome to the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame.
These guys come in from, you know, various walks of life. They may or may not know how significant it is here in Green Bay. So I thought it was important to come in, interactive experience, and then present to each other so the personalities come out and start bonding as a class.
Scavenger hunt type activity. You'll all have just sort of normal questions. There are 5 to 6 depending on how many team members you have. So what we'll do is we'll get you started.
That's the question?
How do players go around during training camp?
Bike. You get a sense of you know, the importance of the kids and just the importance of the community here, and that's something that we all need to see, you know, help us come together as one.
All the answers are in the gallery, so you should be able to figure that out.
This is the most consecutive game started. That's ridiculous.
It's a ridiculous number.
That's ridiculous.
Before the 1927 season, the NFL downsized from 22 teams to 12. Why was it surprising that the Packers survived the cut?
Because it only had a population of 37,000.
I think the biggest piece is like the community aspect of this team, like literally being community owned. Like that just shows like how dedicated this fan base is to seeing this team succeed and win Super Bowl. So excited to be a part of that.
It's like, dang, I'm here a part of this great tradition and great organization. Like, you know, hopefully one day I'm in here.
We need to figure out the exact amount of championships they won this time.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Just seeing that 2010 Super Bowl ring, I'm like, wow, that is definitely something that we need to get a hold of.
We're going to head back down to the team room. And once we get down there, we're going to go through team 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Ding, ding. So, cuz we here in Green Bay, we got a little different way of getting around training camp. You know, we do what's called a dream drive. It's been going on for over 70 years. It dates back to the 1950s. So I'm just letting you know, just enjoy yourself, grab a bike, and just have fun.
All right, so I got Tony Kennedale. He passes around. He's a savage, just so y'all know, he's a savage. He served in World War II and played for the Packers. Let me say that again. He served in World War II and he played for the Packers.
My Packer that I had actually is Curly Lambeau. He actually founded the team. He was also the first coach to incorporate the passing offense.
I had Ray Nitschke. He said good players have to be able to take pain and not give it out. And he was the fourth player in Packer history to get his jersey retired. So, and he played defense, so you know he was real.
Yeah. It gets cold in the winter, you know. It rains, but most importantly, it snows. We don't got a dome. So our fans, being the greatest fans in NFL, they help us, you know, shovel the snow when there's too much snow on the stadium. Proving that we have the greatest fans.
Who can name the other city that the Green Bay Packers played in for over 60 years?
Milwaukee.
Great city. Okay. That was UOB?